910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The American Airlines regional jet was on approach for landing at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport when it was hit by a military helicopter.
Did you see that?
You can hear in the audio from liveatc.net the shock of the air traffic controllers as the Army Black Hawk slammed into the jet. American Airlines said more than 60 people were on board the D.C.-bound plane from Wichita, Kansas. The Army says three soldiers were on the Black Hawk. At the time of the crash, the water was 36 degrees, and rescuers needed special ice suits.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Rescue efforts continue.
Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, he was just sworn in a few hours ago. He has now released a statement saying that he's on the site at FAA headquarters, that he's closely monitoring this situation.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu.
We really want to ask each and every Wichitan, Kansan, and American to pray for everyone involved.
Health Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy was confronted by his past statements about vaccines and diseases during his first confirmation hearing on Wednesday.
Describing himself as pro-safety, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. insisted he's not anti-vaccine.
I support the measles vaccine. I support the polio vaccine.
But Democrats pointed to his past statements, raising questions about vaccine safety. Some Republicans asked for his views on abortion. Formerly a staunch supporter of abortion rights, Kennedy said he'd carry out the president's policies. And he said this about the abortion pill, mifepristone.
He's made it clear to me that he wants me to look at safety issues.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
His son reports Tuesday's death of presidential historian William Luchtenberg. His credits included a study of the New Deal and Franklin Roosevelt's influence on future presidents. He also consulted on several of Ken Burns's documentaries. William Luchtenberg was 102 years old. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
A Packers coach interviews with the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers linebackers coach Anthony Capinelli has an interview for the defensive coordinator job of the Jacksonville Jaguars under new head coach Liam Cohen. Former Packers cornerback Al Harris hired by the Chicago Bears as a defensive backs coach. Harris has been an assistant for Andy Reid in Kansas City and the Dallas Cowboys under Mike McCarthy. College basketball, the Badgers on the road tonight in Maryland. Greg Gard on why the Badgers have now moved up to 17th in the rankings.
It's part system, it's part players. You know, we got really good players that buy into it, love playing in it.
Marquette with a 78-69 win over Butler. NBA, the Bucks losing 125-117 to the Trailblazers in Portland.
I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend, while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some clearing skies, lows in the upper teens and low 20s. Sunshine around for tomorrow with much above average temperatures once again. Highs right around 40 to the low 40s. And partly sunny and in the low 30s for Friday. It's 24 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities joins me to talk about not good test scores coming out of the city of Milwaukee. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. .org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Wednesday. Bob Kennedy is testifying before the Senate right now. It's kind of weird, but, you know, we'll see how this shakes out. I have a feeling I haven't heard a single Republican senator express any skepticism, so probably another one for Trump. We'll see. Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today. Trump's hostile takeover of America, the corporate raiders' final heist. Also, when will Democrats stand up to Trump? Democrats. And, in fact, Adam Kinzinger has some thoughts on this. And Carolyn Kennedy calls her cousin, RFK Jr., a predator ahead of the confirmation hearings this morning. In the second hour of our program, why Republican Senator Tom Tillis is a coward and a backstabber. This is an amazing story. Also, good news alert, Democrats outperformed, flipping an Iowa seat and taking control of the Minnesota Senate. Yesterday was Tuesday. There were some special elections yesterday, one in Iowa, one in Minnesota. I'll give you all the details on those in the second hour of the program, but it's really good news for Democrats going forward. In our third hour, our single guest today, Michelangelo Signorelli, the host on SiriusXM Progress, who follows my program, this program, on Channel 127, is going to drop by to talk about Donald Trump sentencing to death 26 million people and counting. And also our geeky science. What if science and ancient wisdom agree that your expectations actually hold real power? So we've got a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with my daily take over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Trump's Hostile Takeover of America, the Corporate Raiders' Final Heist. And there's really kind of two parts to this. The first is, you know, how Donald Trump is trying to take apart America. We saw this yesterday, when the Medicaid payment portal was shut down for most of the day in all 50 states. They came back up when a federal judge put Trump's illegal impoundment of federal funds on hold until February 3rd. So we've got a 1 week reprieve. But it wasn't just Medicaid. The Trump administration shut down Pell Grants, federally supported student loans, veterans homeless shelters, veterans suicide prevention programs, school meals, home heating assistance, housing assistance, food stamps, food for women and infants, children, health, child care, health head starts, child abuse investigations, rape crisis centers, and hundreds of other programs, including a mind-boggling amount of scientific research into things like curing cancer. Now, why would Trump shut all this stuff down? I mean, I get it that Vladimir Putin would love him to destroy the American government. But it doesn't appear, I mean, it may be that he's doing this because Putin told him to, but it really appears that he's doing this because the right-wing billionaires told him to. And so why do the right-wing billionaires want to shut down the federal government? I think the answer is very simple. They don't want to pay their damn taxes. You can come up with all kinds of elaborate explanations. I mean, back in 1951, Russell Kirk wrote this book, The Conservative Mind, in which he posited that, if more than half of America ever reached the middle class, and back at that time it was around 45%, then, women would forget their place in the home, young people would lose respect for their elders, and black people and other minorities, including gay people, would start demanding equality with white men, God forbid, right? And this became basically the basis of the Reagan administration, of Reagan's attack on the middle class. His efforts to take down unions, his efforts to lower taxes on billionaires and raise taxes 18 times on average working people, taxing Social Security, taxing tips, all these other things that Reagan did. But I don't think there's very many billionaires anymore who really think that it's dangerous to have a middle class that's more than half of America. I mean, we went from about 15% of America being in the middle class in the 1930s, early 1930s, to about 60%, a little over 60% of Americans being in the middle class in 1981, when Reagan came into office. Now it's less than 50%. Some numbers suggest 45%, some 47%. As the result of 40 years of Reaganomics, 44 years now of Reaganomics. But there's, a much simpler explanation. Back in 1980, David Koch, the late David Koch, ran for vice president on the Libertarian Party's platform. And, which basically called for the repeal of all federal programs, the end of public schools, the end of Medicare, the end of Social Security, the end of the Environmental Protection Agency, the end of the Internal Revenue Service, the end of all taxation, including capital gains taxation. Ending the Occupational Safety and Health Act, ending the FAA, ending the FDA, all of these things. In other words, gut the federal government. And they wanted to do it basically the same way that Mitt Romney's company gutted Clear Channel back when I worked there. Louise and I moved from Vermont to Oregon in what, 2004, 2005? I forget the year. It was one of those 2 years. Because we were on Air America, noon to 3 Eastern time, and a local station here in Portland, it's 9 to noon Pacific time, a local station here in Portland, KPOJ, offered me a morning show and a free studio to do my national show, and which was pretty important to us back then because there wasn't a lot of money in progressive talk radio. And so we took it. We took the gig. And so for 4 or 5 years, I did 6 hours of nonstop radio every morning. 6 to 9 a.m. local show, 9 a.m. to noon national show. And so I was there in a Clear Channel station when Mitt Romney took over Clear Channel, his company, Bain Capital, took over Clear Channel, and just stripped the company. I mean, we had 20, 30 employees there, and by the time they were done, they were down to, a half a dozen or maybe a dozen at the most. It was, they laid off everybody in the newsroom except one person. I mean, it was a bloodbath. That's what corporate raiders do. They strip, and they stripped Clear Channel down to the point where the company was bankrupt. And then they basically sold it off. I mean, they kind of sold it off for parts, as it were. Well, that's what Trump is doing to the federal government. And this is the Project 2025 plan, and frankly, I think it's David Koch's platform, which is let's just get rid of the federal government. Billionaires don't need the federal government. They just need a court system to enforce their patents and copyrights and jails to keep people safe, jails and police. And that's all David Koch wanted was, the army, the jails, and the courts. And I really think that that's the direction they're going. But here's the wild thing. In the process of heading down this road, Donald Trump is breaking laws. He just in the last 3 days, he broke the Impoundment Control Act, which was passed in the 1970s, 74, I believe, after Nixon tried to shut down public housing, the Clean Water Act, the Elementary and Secondary Education Act that funded schools in poor districts, the school desegregation efforts, mass transit programs for cities, and health and research and healthcare programs for low-income people. Nixon refused to pay for any of those things, even though Congress had appropriated the money. So Congress passed this law saying you have to do it. In fact, you can't withhold any funds until Congress has been in session 45 days and you've notified them of your intent. Well, Trump violated that law. He violated the Pendleton Civil Service Act of 1883 and the Civil Service Reform Act when he fired all the prosecutors in the Department of Justice who had tried to prosecute him. And he violated the Inspector General Act of 1978, which was also put into place responding to Nixon's corruption, which says that, you know, you have to give notify Congress 30 days in advance before getting rid of an inspector general. So here we have Donald Trump breaking three laws and nobody holding him to account. This is a disaster for democracy. It is gutting our government the same way that the Clear Channel got gutted by Mitt Romney's company. And I think it's, you know, because he's violating the law and telling all the rest of us, hey, you know, I dare you to do something about it. These are the first steps on the path toward dictatorship. We need to be paying careful attention to this and be freaked out by it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Democrats need to be raising holy hell, and we'll speak to that after the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. Legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman, with two N's at the end, or text my name, my last name, Hartman, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Trump shut the gates, locked the doors, took the food from the kids, left the poor on the floor, said if you can't pay, you don't belong, while his friends count gold and toast to the con. He's tearing it down. Life. Trump froze the checks, killed the loans, told the sick and healed.
22 minutes past the hour. So Congressman Sean Casten, a Democrat from Illinois, stood up yesterday and said, if you're a senator right now confirming any Trump nominee who will not unambiguously defend their oath to the Constitution, even if it means standing up to Trump, you are completely misunderstanding the risk at this moment. Trump's nominees continue to get lots and lots of Democratic votes, and they're not asked, you know, or they're refusing to say that they will stand up to Trump. Meanwhile, Adam Kinzinger, the former Republican congressman from Illinois, came out with a video yesterday. He's got a Substack, adamkinzinger.substack.com. He's got a Substack newsletter. It's entitled Emergency Video, and he has a message. This is about 2 minutes. I want to share this with you, though. I cut it down because it's 8 or 10 minutes long. But he's got a message for Democrats that I think we all need to hear. Here's former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger.
Where are the Democrats? Where is Democratic leadership? This week has been one of the worst weeks for democracy, and I don't know where the Democrats are. But there is no organized message. There's no organized opposition. Pulling security details from people, you know, stopping all grant funding, offering federal employees buyouts. All this stuff is going on. And so you sit there and it's like stuff's coming at you. But pick a few things and message it. Do you feel like there has been a strong Democratic message in opposition to this stuff? What were they doing the day after the election until today? We all knew this stuff was coming. We were hoping we were wrong, but we knew it was coming. So they should have been planning. Why are they home? from Washington, D.C. right now. This may be a good time for everybody to go to D.C. and stage dramatic things, saying about Kash Patel, about the fact that he continues to make threats, about the fact that he just retweeted a video, an AI video of himself using a chainsaw to faces of various leaders in the Senate or the House, a guy that's supposed to be the FBI director. Did you guys even know this? But this has to be a broader thing by the party. I mean, it really feels like, again, left-right hooks, like in a boxing match, just boom, 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 and you stop fighting back. Well, guess what? If this ends, it's only going to be when the job they want done is done and Donald Trump has unchecked power. Fight back.
Yeah, it's time to fight back. And actually, it turns out that some Democrats are. This is Axios. There was an emergency meeting that Hakeem Jeffries called in Washington, D.C. yesterday in response to this, you know, basically shutting down these government programs right across the board. And they got together and they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. And Axios is reporting on this. Number one, Jeffries' messaging arm urged House Democrats to hold press conferences and go live on social media. Schumer's Senate Democrats had audibled today's press conference from January 6th pardons to Trump's spending freeze. So, you know, they're going to be talking about audibled. What a terrible word. Schumer's Democrats are going to be talking about all these things. So apparently, I mean, you know, I'm not seeing the kind of, you know, really go after them. Well, from some, actually, I am on, you know, in this stuff with Bob Kennedy. So number one, make noise. Yes, Democrats need to be making noise. They need to be making a hell of a lot more noise. Number two, block bills. Senate Democrats filibustered a Republican bill sanctioning the International Criminal Court. Democrats were resigned yesterday that they'd be jammed on the bill. Now they know they can increase their negotiating position if they stay unified. This is from Axios. Protest votes. Nearly two dozen Senate Democrats voted against Sean Duffy's confirmation for transportation secretary a day after the chamber voted unanimously to advance his nomination. Why? Because they're saying we're protesting what Trump is doing. And lawsuits. A federal judge blocked Trump's spending freeze plans yesterday afternoon, but all day Democrats were attacking Trump's move. And the lawsuit is going to give him time to create a narrative about the real-world impact of these cuts. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are going to be hearing from angry constituents. It seems like Democrats are finally getting it. Keep in mind, I believe it's Sunday. It might be Saturday, but I think it's Sunday. We're going to hold an election, and we're going to, on Monday of next week, we're going to have a brand new DNC director. Hopefully, he will come on this program and speak to us. But Democrats need to get their act together here because our country is slipping fast.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I mean, when former Republican members of Congress are saying, where are the Democrats? I think you know you've got a problem. What say you? I'll pick up your call for this.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The American Airlines regional jet was on approach for landing at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport when it was hit by a military helicopter.
Tower, did you see that?
You can hear in the audio from liveatc.net the shock of the air traffic controllers as the Army Black Hawk slammed into the jet. American Airlines said more than 60 people were on board the D.C.-bound plane from Wichita, Kansas. The Army says three soldiers were on the Black Hawk. At the time of the crash, the water was 36 degrees, and rescuers needed special ice suits.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Rescue efforts continue.
Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, he was just sworn in a few hours ago. He has now released a statement saying that he's on the site at FAA headquarters, that he's closely monitoring this situation.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu.
We really want to ask each and every Wichitan, Kansan, and American to pray for everyone involved.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings. Until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A Packers coach interviews with the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers linebackers coach Anthony Cappadelli has an interview for the defensive coordinator job of the Jacksonville Jaguars under new head coach Liam Cohen. Former Packers cornerback Al Harris hired by the Chicago Bears as a defensive backs coach. Harris has been an assistant for Andy Reid in Kansas City and the Dallas Cowboys under Mike McCarthy. College basketball, the Badgers on the road tonight in Maryland. Greg Garden, why the Badgers have now moved up to 17th in the rankings.
It's part system, it's part players, you know, that we got really good players that buy into it, love playing in it.
Marquette with a 78-69 win over Butler. NBA, the Bucks losing 125-117 to the Trailblazers in Portland.
I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies gradually becoming mostly clear the overnight, lows of the upper teens, a light south wind. On Thursday, we will see sunny skies and high temperatures warming to the lower 40s. On Friday, partly sunny and colder, highs only reaching the lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, actor Rick Overton from Groundhog Day joins me to discuss Groundhog Day. Then I'm joined by Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause from the Door County Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm here to sing the truth about these leaders' frowns. Do Republicans hate pets and critters? From puppies to birds to helpless little critters. They kick us, they strap us. Trail of abuses just keeps climbing higher. Remember Mitt and Seamus, that poor dog on the roof. 12 hours of terror, what more do you need as proof? Then there's RFK Jr., planting chicks and mice. For birds of prey, he called it sport, but that's just not nice.
Steve King loved a cockfight, said let the feathers fly. While Brandon Phillips kicked his dog and didn't even try to lie. And don't forget Roberts with a shovel in his hand. Dog met tragedy. How do they still stand?
Do Republicans hate pets and critters?
Do Republicans hate pets? I think, you know, it's, yeah. All right, so what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Luigi in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Luigi, what's up?
Hey, Tom, good start with that Kristi Noem deal, because today she opened up her speech. I mean, opened up with the president of DHS, Homeland Security, saying, started off the Star-Spangled Banner, a prayer, and a song by, said, called her a hot mama. That's how she started the deal today. Okay. Anyway, one of the ones I read your thing this morning on Moss Story about, you know, that you had talked. I'm losing it. I'm sorry. About the final floor of the Dems. You mentioned Chuck Schumer in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And about deadly tedious stuff. Anyway, I wrote this to Chuck yesterday. I don't want to see you, Mr. Leader, in an empty Senate chamber, glasses hanging on your nose, looking down at your shoes, and drilling on. Quite frankly, sir, you look ridiculous, and nobody pays attention to someone not looking into the camera and speaking to them. If you don't want the mantle of leadership, then get the hell out of the way. Give us a more vibrant, younger, and enthusiastic group of folks who are looking forward and not back at the bygone days of my friends across the aisle. We want folks willing to stand up and fight and not be frightened by the Republican boogeyman. And by the way, take Blue Slip Durbin with you on the way out.
I get it.
That was part of it.
Okay. So that was your email to Chuck Schumer. That was a good one, Luigi. We really do need, frankly, new leadership. We need leadership for the 21st century. Somebody, I forget who it was, made this comment a couple of days ago that Kamala Harris and the Democrats ran a great 1990s campaign. The problem is this is 2024, or it was last year.
Sure.
And that just encapsulates everything. Luigi, thank you. That was brilliant. Linda in Houston, Texas. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Tom, for taking my call.
Sure.
And speaking of what Trump is doing, Kevin Roberts wrote a book saying, taking back America, taking back Washington to save America. What he's doing is, and he's he said in his book, he needs to burn down everything and rebuild it again. J.D. Vance wrote the forewords to the book.
Right.
So that's what he's actually doing. And I read, I was listening to a documentary on PBS last night, and I caught the message where the Zionists was the young people. The older people were so afraid of the Germans, they just went like sheep to the slaughter. The younger people said, look, we have nothing to lose. They're going to kill us anyway. We might as well fight back.
Yeah, that was the White Rose Society.
Okay. And so the older people are just in fear. They can't believe it's happening. And it's going to take a younger generation to set out and go, hey, we have nothing to lose. We need to fight back.
Amen. Amen. Very well said, Linda. Thank you very much. And you're absolutely right. In Germany, I mean, there were old people who fought back. You know, Pastor Niemöller, well, he was middle-aged. But, you know, it was Sophie and, well, I'm forgetting her brother's name and I'm forgetting her last name, but there were these two young people, college students, who started the White Rose Society to oppose Hitler. And he ended up, he murdered them brutally. By way of punishing them, but there was a massive student movement against Hitler, at least early on in the Reich. Well, this was in the mid-years of the Reich. So yes, young people, you know, it was in the 60s, it was young people who stopped the Vietnam War. It can be done. Thank you, Linda. That was great. Gwyneth in Cleveland, Georgia. Hey, Gwyneth, what's up?
No, it's Glynis.
Oh, Gwyneth.
Gwyneth.
With an L. Okay, I'm sorry. So what's up?
That's all right. I'm kind of calling out a frustration and a plea to the Democratic Party. We live in Northeast Georgia. We never have a Democrat run in this county because they're too afraid. At the Democratic Party the other night, my husband brought up the thing of, why aren't y'all trying to run a Democrat? Well, you know what they do to them. They terrorize them. They never even make it to the ballot, which they don't. Oh. How are we ever going to win like this?
How do they terrorize them?
Oh, they threaten them. I'll give you an example. It was when Trump was first in office, and our representative was Doug Collins. We called in to complain about something, one of the many things we complained about Trump. We hadn't hung our phone up 30 seconds, and our phone was ringing off the hook of people calling and threatening us, wanting to know what the heck was wrong with us, that we were against Trump and all the policies.
Really? Who had you called?
Doug Collins,
you called your member of Congress
for something now.
You called your member of Congress and he doxed you?
Yeah, I guess that's what it's called. We don't do internet or anything much.
Yeah.
So it was our home phone.
Oh, that's incredible.
And, you know, and they're right. The people are so terrorized, they never make it to the ballot. So
Wow. What
can you do? I mean, are there no Democrats that are willing to come try in places like we live?
That's incredible. That's incredible. I mean, it's not...
I told you, I've had a gun pointed to my head 5 times. They don't like female ministers either.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, my husband keeps talking about, with Trump in office again, we need to just sell everything and leave the country. But I keep telling him, but we're at least a pinhole of light here.
Yeah.
And, you know, every pinhole of light can dispel some of the darkness. He's real good about getting people to at least think when he goes to the feed store, he'll get them engaged and talk to them, you know, and they at least make them think about the craziness they're following.
I get
so,
it.
You know, I just, it's a quandary here. How do we win?
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. If you don't at least get in the game, you don't have a chance of winning. But I'm just so distressed to hear that in rural Georgia. If you even put your name on the ballot, people show up at your house to harass you, that sort of thing?
Yes, and they have no problem with their guns.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and that's the scary thing. But like I say, I feel like we've got to stay because at least, you know, I've educated a lot of kids here and they all vote Democrat when they came of age. At least our votes count statewide.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you know, I mean, most of our ballots are left blank. Because the only name on there is the incumbent Republican good old boy network.
Good grief. Yeah.
You know?
Well,
so,
this is, you know, Howard Dean. Howard Dean had fixed this for a while with his 50-state strategy, and that helped get Barack Obama into the White House. But,
and we helped get Biden in.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, we've got a lot of work to do. Glenna, thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. Thank you.
Please, somebody with balls or spine come to Georgia.
I got it. Glenna, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nate in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you again. Before the election, I watched you on Michael Steele's podcast. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. You're probably going to know where I'm going with this. Since our party can't message itself out of a wet paper bag, and it seems to me that the best people that we need in this moment are the Never Trumpers, the Rick Wilsons, the Michael Steeles, other people from Lincoln Project, the Bulwark, et cetera. What is stopping bringing these people, it doesn't have to be official, but into some sort of a comms role or advisory role? Because we need people who know how to throw and take a punch.
Yeah.
If the Democrats can't do this, it is over.
I know.
It's over.
What
is it? Old animosities?
I think it's a mindset. I really do.
Right.
You know, the Republicans are basically bullies. They're pugnacious. There's something about the GOP appeals to bullies, and so you get a lot of bullies, and which can be very successful politically, by the way. And Democrats are people who want to get things done, and they just, you know, hey, can't we just work together and create a better country?
I get it.
We need. I mean, you know, there are some Democrats who are willing to take names and kick ass. You got Bernie Sanders. You got Elizabeth Warren. There's a bunch of them in the House. Jasmine Crockett. I mean, you know, hopefully Hakeem Jeffries. I'm with you, Nate. And I get it. The people like Michael Steele. I mean, he still calls himself a conservative. Presumably, he still thinks that Social Security should be privatized.
But
let's learn some lessons from these people. I'm with you, Nate. Thank you very much. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minutes. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents.
sent. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily, and it mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. So visit GetNativePath.com and start your transformation today. It's GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. And start your transformation today.
In the heart of New York City on a crisp fall day, a mystery unfolded in the strangest way. Robert Kennedy Jr. with the prank to play, left the bear cub's body in the park's dismay. Bear with me, the stories wild and strange, from the Hudson Valley to the city's range. A tale of pranks and politics entwined, a world justice find its way, or remain confined. Will justice find its way, or remain confined. Robert Kennedy Jr. with a smile so sly revealed the
baby bear in Central Park. Because he wanted to take it home and eat it, which is, I think, how he got the worm in his brain. But anyhow, Carolyn Kennedy, his cousin, sent a letter to all the senators saying, I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise he keeps bird of prey as pets because he himself is a predator. And then she goes on to talk about how his crusade against vaccination has served him financially, although all of his kids are vaccinated, and how he would put chicks and mice in a blender to feed to his hawks. Yuck. All right, back to your calls here. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. How you doing today, sir?
I am fine, thank you. What's up?
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Hey, Tom, you know, Donald Trump and his MAGA congressmen and supporters have declined morally, and the Democrats need to point that out. Now, I don't know if Matt Gaetz's family outed him, but Hegseth's mother, Kennedy's siblings, Donald Trump's brother and niece, all of them have came out against these candidates, but yet the Republicans, those MAGA people, have pushed the family values aside and chose Trump over the family. You know, if your family say you bad, you bad. That's the way I see it.
I think you're right, Andre.
There could be no a better judge of character than your family. So if the family couldn't serve as a character witness, we in trouble. The Democrats, they just never would have done a good job of pointing out the immorality of those Republicans and what they do and how they have compromised family values, law and order, tough on crime. They have compromised all of those things in the name of Donald Trump, and they need to point that out. They can't sit on their hands and think that the Republicans and those MAGA people are automatically going to do what's right. They're going to have to be forced to do right, just like they did pre-civil rights movement, Tom.
Yep, I spot on. That was a great rant, Andre, and I completely agree with every word of it. Thank you very much, or largely agree. Rick in Milton, Delaware. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
And I think I have something we could unite all of us with. If you remember, in the 60s, there was the peace sign and protest against the Vietnam War.
Yeah, we had a logo.
I wore that, and that peace sign meant a whole lot to a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
That peace sign needs to come back and represent us Democrats. We need to all wear a peace sign, whether it's a hat or a T-shirt or even a necklace. I have ordered a peace sign necklace that I will wear, and if people ask me about it, I will tell you, if you're with us, you should wear one too. And that way I can identify you anywhere you are. So that's a good thing for us. The thing is, it's against Trump. It's a sign that we are against Trump and that we're united by using peace. Instead of giving the middle finger to these people, we should be giving them the peace sign. And it makes them angry when we do this. They get very upset. They are expecting us to give them the middle finger. Give them the peace sign. They'll get very upset about it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, too, I have a problem. I'm a gay man, married, and I have a problem with the word daddy. Why is Trump using the word daddy? Why is all the people using the word daddy? Daddy is a gay term, and it always has been for the past 40 years that I know of. I'm considered a daddy. I'm married. I'm an older man who is married to a younger man, and we are called daddies because the daddy takes care of the younger man. Could you tell me why they adopted a gay term?
Yes, I can. First of all, with regard to the peace sign, my only concern, I agree with you, we need a logo. My only concern with the peace sign is that you've got a bunch of people who are opposed to our involvement in Ukraine who are arguing that we need peace. So, I, you know, a little ambiguity there. But years ago, George Lakoff, the scientist out of UC Berkeley, I think it is, pointed out that Democrats view their job, view politics as the nurturing family, that the goal of government is to be the nurturing family for all of us. Republicans view the role of government as being the strict father. Republicans want daddy. They want somebody who's going to, and Mel Gibson said this three or four days ago when Trump went to California. Mel Gibson came out in front of the cameras and said, "Daddy's here and he's going to take off his belt." In other words, daddy's going to punish us, right? Tucker Carlson came out and said, you know, daddy is going to take care of these teenage girls. He was referring to the Democratic Party. You know, and give them a whooping or something like that, you know. So that's what they're doing, is Republicans are asserting their desire for an authoritarian leader. That's what's going on. So.
Okay.
I hope that makes, yeah, I get it. It's a gay phrase. I didn't know that, but that's fascinating. Thank you, Rick, for educating us all. And thanks for your first call. I hope to hear from you again from Milton, Delaware. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side. Why GOP Senator Tom Tillis is a coward and a backstabber. And some good news on elections yesterday. I'll tell you about that right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
That's 800-961-2480.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as things get cheesy for what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues. You weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocent is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. There are confirmed fatalities in the mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jetliner and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter on a training flight at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. Several bodies have been pulled from the Potomac River.
As we get further and further into the night, the temperature is lowering. It is now below 40 degrees. It is chilly out here, and so you can only feel for those, you know, that may have still survived this terrible crash that might be in that water.
ABC's Alex Prochet. No word on how the collision occurred.
The helicopter said that they saw the regional jet. We see it. We see that they're landing, and we will stay away from it. We will go behind it. Perhaps they picked a point of light, or they picked an airplane that was not the regional jet, and they thought everything was fine.
ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard is a retired Marine aviator. This is ABC News. Superstar.